Well, my neighbors are like watching SpongeBob SquarePants or something on my porch, and I just got done with a long, trying day of Irish diplomacy, which is what I do for a living. I do a couple other things involving computers and duct tape. Like metaphorical digital duct tape, but duct tape, but mostly it's just Irish diplomacy. And I'm very, very good at Irish diplomacy. I'm very, very good at ego stroking. It takes a lot out of me, especially fucking like telling people no. Like repeatedly and just being like, "No, I can't do that." No, I can't do that either. Nope, can't do that. Sorry, today's just not your day, sweetie. That takes a lot out of me. But yeah. My neighbors are like having some kind of like party in the middle of the week on my fucking front porch. And I live in a house that like was converted into like apartments. And I have a teeny tiny little apartment, and it's like in like the front bedroom, like where the sitting room would have been, and then like the bathroom is where like the servants' hallway to the kitchen would be. And it's teeny, teeny, tiny, but like it has a bajillion windows. And one of the windows happens to be right on the front porch. And it's like 200 years old, and I've lined it with like Mylar blankets to keep the heat out, well, in mostly. And okay, it sounds like there's like random stoners or drunk people or something that I do not know having a fucking party in my living room, which is also my bedroom. It's not cool. So, like, I kind of want to take some requests now for some really like a massively fucked up shit if anybody has anything. Like, I want to like fake an orgasm and scream, "I choose you, Pikachu," or something for you guys. Just out of spite. Spite is an excellent motivator. So, yeah, there's that. What has been going on with me? I, like, have a vague desire to do things, but I really can't focus. I'm supposed to be working on my NaNoWriMo, so here are the things I've done. I've started rereading a manga that I really liked. Called in sick the other day with a migraine. I've done FSA. I bought myself a human anatomy coloring book. I came up with my own homebrew version of the Litany Against Fear and taped it to my desk at work. I bought a tote bag from Poshmark that says, "Did you ever meet a great man at a tea? Only to have him slip away to eat crumpets with some curly-headed flapper because you hadn't read the new book he quoted? Insist on being au courant. Read Vanity Fair, $3 a year." Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce French words. I'm just basing that on, like, Glenn Close or something. I don't. So, sorry if that's not correct. I made a new friend and added her to my cell phone plan. Because she had no cell phone and I felt bad. Like, I have not great credit everywhere else, but amazing credit with my cell phone company. And, like, I walk into the cell phone company and they're like, "Yes, ma'am, we will totally get you, like, whatever you need. Don't even worry about that." They love me in there, man. Because, like, I've had the same cell phone plan for, like, since I became able to have a cell phone. I've had the same cell phone plan, so I've never really cared enough to change it, and it's the one bill I've always been able to pay or like get someone else to pay. Like one of my exes paid my cell phone bill for like 2 years when I was really broke because I think his mom was actually paying it, but he kind of owed me at that point. So I didn't really argue with him. But yeah, I don't know, like, done literally everything except actually write a fucking story. I need to have some goal that I'm supposed to be working towards at all times. Like, just so, like, I'll get things done. It'd be awesome. Everything done except that one thing. It'd be great. So, yeah.